Hey, it's Mr. Douglas. I thought he was going to a...
Hey, you're late.
I'm sorry, Charlie.
Well, I've already bought the tickets. Let's go in.
How about that? Mr. Douglas went in to see his own life story.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Green Acres, we are there.
Oh, good morning, Ann.
You poor woman.
Why am I a poor woman?
Because your husband... Where is he?
He's still asleep. He came in very late.
I'll bet he did.
He came in exhausted.
I'll bet he did.
Why do you keep saying, I'll bet he did?
Because I'll bet he did. Where did Mr. Douglas say he went last night?
To a pollution meeting.
He must have been polluted to think he could get away with a story like that.
Ab, are you trying to tell me something?
Well,
good morning.
Good morning, darling.
You'll kiss anybody, won't you?
What?
You're a universal smoocher.
Something wrong with my kissing my wife good morning?
I was thinking more about who you kiss good night, Mr. Devious.
Devious? I guess the Hooterville nutty season has started again.
I don't think it's so nutty.
How was the meeting, dear?
Yes, how was the meeting, dear?
Well, it was about the pollution problem.
Sure it was.
What are you...
Want to hear what I did last night?
No.
I went to Pixley, and I saw a friend of mine. I should say an ex-friend of mine. And he wasn't alone, if you get my meaning.
Ab, if you've got something to say, would you come right out and say it?
Don't expect me to do your dirty work. Do it yourself, Mr. Devious.
Well, if you got dirty work to do, I don't want to keep you from it, Mr. Dubious.
$40,000, $45,000, $50,000. Isn't it beautiful, Charlie?
Yeah, and tax-free. Compliments of the Second Security Bank of Boston.
And all they planned to give you for 20 years of service was a watch.
Now I can pick my own.
That's funny. Charlie, you're a riot.
Shut up.
Well, how long do we have to stay here? You said we were going to go to London, Paris. So where do we wind up? The Pixley Motel.
We ain't moving from here till things cool off. Banks don't forget somebody who embezzles $50,000 overnight, you know.
Gee, I'm lucky to be married to you, Charlie. There's no other man in the whole world like you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Douglas. I said to myself, there's only one man in the world like you.
Whatever it is, I don't want it.
I also said to myself, he's a man that needs convincing. Are you convinced?
What is that?
A Pablum Picarasso.
Is he any relation to Pablo Picasso?
Who is that?
Only one of the world's greatest painters.
Did he ever do anything as good as this? Ain't that beautiful?
I can't make head nor tails out of that painting.
Oh, well, that's easy enough. This is a head and this is a tail.
Of what?
A cow. This is a true-to-life portrait of Beverly, the renowned tri-state milking queen. The name of the painting is Utterly Beverly. Don't that just grab it all?
Mr. Haney, will you?
Now, I know what you're thinking.
If you did, you would have been out of here 5 minutes ago.
You're thinking that a work of art like this must cost a fortune. But this is your lucky day. We're having a special introductory offer of Pablum Picarasso's works for only $150.
Mr. Haney, you have some nerve to try to get $150 for a piece of junk by an artist nobody's ever heard of.
Hello there, Mr. Haney. Isn't that a Pablum Picarasso?
You've heard of...
That's one of the most beautiful paintings of a cow I've ever seen.
You can tell that's a cow?
What else could it be?
Mr. Douglas, it's all yours for only $200.
That's cheap.
It was cheaper a minute ago. It was only $150.
Yeah, but a minute ago, I didn't have Mrs. Douglas's expert opinion. Now, where do you want it hung?
I have several suggestions.
Well, if you don't want it, I guess I'll just have to take the Metropolitan Museum's offer.
You do that.
Oliver, I think you should have bought that.
Lisa, I'm trying to fix the fuel pump.
What's wrong with it?
Doesn't work.
How did you make it do that?
Well, I...
Oh, here comes Mr. Kimball.
Where?
Oh, now I got two of them.
Oh, you folks busy?
Yeah.
Mr. Douglas is fixing his fuel pump.
Oh. Hmm. What's wrong with your fuel pump?
It doesn't work.
Oh. How'd you make it do that?
I
wonder, does it work? It's broken.
I know. Look, do you know where I could get another one like this?
I thought you said it was broken.
It is.
Then why do you want another one like it?
Oh, you...
Say, there's a store in Pixley that has them. I'd be glad to pick one up for you.
I'd appreciate that.
Hey, just let me make a note of that. One broken fuel pump for Mr. Douglas.
If it's all the same to you, I'd like a new one.
A new what?
A new broken fuel... Look, you take this with you and tell him you want one just like it. You think you can do that?
Well, no, when I get back.
Mr. Douglas, I hope you're not thinking of wasting your money on some cheap bauble when you can still buy this Pablum Picarasso for only...
Oh, you get out of here.
But Mr. Douglas...
Now, my name is not Douglas, and beat it. Scram! Get out of here!
Oh, Charlie, it's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm glad you like it, Blanche. Come on, baby, let's get back to the motel.
That?
Some nut. He must have me mixed up with somebody else. What are you...
Oh, sorry, Mr. Douglas. Oh, nice seeing you, Mrs. You're not Mrs.
Look, fella.
Oh, glad I bumped into you. Got your new fuel pump.
What'd you buy a new fuel pump for, Charlie?
Charlie needed one for his tractor, didn't you, Mr. Douglas?
My name isn't Douglas.
Well, whatever it is, you can pay me later on, Mr. Douglas. Yeah, well, nice seeing you, Mrs. Boy, you're not Mrs.
Come on, Charlie.
No, wait, Blanche. The motel is this way.
No, Mr. Haney, I can't let you hang that up in the living room.
But,
Mr. Douglas doesn't want to buy it.
Well, I think he will. I picked up a very convincing sales argument in Pixley.
Well, you better speak to him first.
Where is he?
He went to Crabwell Corners.
Bramwell Corners. I guess that's what he'd call it. Mr. Douglas.
No, Mr. Haney, I haven't got time.
Well, you've changed your clothes since I saw you in Pixley this afternoon.
I was in Crabwell Corners.
Of course you were.
And will you walk?
Shall we go in and hang up the Picarasso?
I told you I didn't want to buy that.
Yeah, but that was B.C.
B.C.?
Before Charlie.
Hey, look, will you...
I'm sure that you'll find this as reasonable as any wristwatch you could buy in the Crabwell Corners jewelry store in Pixley.
What are you talking about?
I think that $600 is a fair price for this.
Not that I'm interested, but it was $150 this morning.
Yeah, but the more you know about art and other things, the more the price keeps going up.
Well, I don't want it.
Motel me, pretty maiden.
Motel me?
I see the word makes you blanch. No pun intended, Charlie.
You're drunk.
I wish I were. It would blot out the memory of what I saw in Pixley today.
Uh-huh. What did you see in Pixley?
We know, don't we? In the meantime, I'll have this $1,000 Picarasso framed. Are you, whichever the case may be?
Something strange going on here. It's more than strange. It's weird.
What's weird, honey? 9,000? 10,000?
Those two guys who thought I was someone else kept calling me Douglas.
Maybe it's a trap. 11,000? 12,000?
Only thing I can figure is there must be somebody around here who looks like me.
No one could look like you, Charlie. You're the handsomest man I know. 13,000, 14,000.
Can't understand it.
Don't worry about it, Charlie. 15,000, 16,000, 17,000, 18,000.
Douglas.
19,000, 20,000.
There it is. Oliver Wendell Douglas.
21,000, 22.
Will you stop counting?
But, Charlie.
Want you to pay this Douglas a visit.
What for?
Check him out. If he does look like me, maybe we can use him.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hello. I hope you don't mind, but I seem to have lost my bearings.
Oh, that's too bad. Do you think you lost them around here?
No, I mean I've lost my way. I'm trying to get to Beaver Meadow Junction. Do you know where it is?
No, I don't, but my husband might. Would you like to come in? Oliver!
Yes?
This is my husband.
How do you do?
I don't believe it.
Hmm?
Do you want to see the marriage certificate?
No, I meant...
Can I help you, Miss...
Mrs. Brown.
Mrs. Brown.
I'm trying to find my way to Beaver Meadow.
Oh, Beaver Meadow. I have a road map here.
I'll make some tea. Oh, you don't need...
Beaver Meadow, hmm?
It's uncanny.
What's the matter? Won't you sit down? Let's see, Beaver Meadows. You take route,
Hi. Holy smoke. It's her.
What?
Bringing her into your own home. Boy, how la dolce vita can you get?
La dolce...
Mrs. Brown, would you like to have some cookies with your tea?
No, thank you.
You have your wife serving cookies and tea to your...
My what?
I can't think of the word, but I'll look it up.
He's a little strange.
I noticed. Well, thank you for your help.
But I didn't show you how to get to Beaver...
That's all right. I'm sure I'll be able to find it. Bye.
Where's Mrs. Brown?
Well, she left suddenly. You know, I don't think she came here to get directions at all. Mrs. Brown, that name doesn't seem to fit her.
What do you think her name is?
Concubine.
What?
Mrs. Concubine, I like that better than Mrs. Brown.
Well, that's not her name.
What is her name, Mr. Devious?
And will you stop?
I can't hold my silence any longer. That man there is a philanthropist. No, that's not right.
Oh, for the...
Philanderer.
You mean he gives money away?
No, ma'am. It says right here, philanderer, one who is guilty of hanky-panky.
Well, that isn't the definition.
Who were you hanky-panking this?
Mrs. Concubine.
Will you stop?
Last night I saw you kissing her outside the movie, and who knows what happened inside the movie.
You mean you were out with Mrs. Concubine?
No, I never saw that woman before she walked in here 5 minutes ago.
Hi. Hey, guess who I just saw driving out the gate? You're, from Pixley.
Oh?
Oh, hello, Mr. Douglas. Does she know about your,
Mr. Kimball, when did you allegedly see me in Pixley?
When I gave you the fuel pump, Charlie.
Who is Charlie?
I don't... If you gave me the fuel pump, where is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you left it at the, motel.
What motel?
Well, the Pixley Motel.
Well.
Oh, Lisa.
So that's what you've been up to, Mr. Devious.
Lisa, I don't know what this is all about. I've never been to the Pixley Motel.
That should be easy to prove.
Yes, it should. Lisa, change your clothes.
Where are we going?
To the Pixley Motel.
We're checking out in 5 minutes. Have our bill ready.
Why are we checking out, Charlie?
You want to be here when the Boston police arrive?
I don't understand. Why did you tip off the cops?
They want Charlie Foster? We'll give them Charlie Foster, but not this one.
Come on, Lisa.
Now, Oliver, you don't have to do this. If you tell me that you've never been to the Pixley Motel, I believe you.
No. Then there'll always be some kind of a doubt in your mind. You'll always be throwing it up at me. Once and for all, I want you to know that I was never in this motel.
Mr. Foster. I thought you checked out.
Checked out?
Well, yes, sir. Your wife paid the bill and... Well, that's not your wife.
Yes, this is my wife.
Well, then the other one was...
Oh, no, the other one wasn't my wife. I'm what I mean was... You made a mistake.
You certainly did.
Oh, for the love of... Lisa!
Mr. Foster, before you go, would you mind filling out this form?
What form?
You know, how you liked the room. Was the service satisfactory? Did you enjoy the complimentary bread?
Oh, Mr. Foster! Lisa, I tell you, it must have been somebody who looked like me.
You can do better than that, Charlie.
Lisa, I have always told you the truth.
Have you?
Have I ever done anything dishonest in my whole life?
You're under arrest.
Wait, who are you?
Lieutenant Olson, Boston Police. Are you Oliver Douglas?
Yes.
Alias Charlie Foster.
That's his motel name.
Yeah, we had a tip you'd be hiding out here.
Look, what are you arresting me for?
Embezzling $50,000.
That's another thing you never told me about. Where did you hide the loot, Charlie?
Wait, look, you've got the wrong man.
Is that you?
Yes, it looks like... I never posed for this picture. Oh, hey, I'll bet that's the fellow that was at the motel with that woman. Oh, this is a mistake. I'm innocent.
That's what he always says.
Yeah, well, let's go.
Where?
Down to the sheriff's office. I got some questions I'd like to ask you about the money you embezzled.
They arrested Mr. Douglas for embezzling $50,000? I don't believe it. They must have the wrong man.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to tell the sheriff and that Boston detective. He claims that somebody around here looks just like him. Well, they're never going to let him go with a story like that. But they did. Yeah, we were just talking about you, mister.
Which one of you fellas runs this store?
No, they didn't.
Then what?
Hank, will you let me wait on the stranger?
That's no stranger. That's Mr.
What can I do for you, sir?
My car ran out of gas. You have any?
I keep a can down here for emergencies. All right, put your hands up. Now, not you, Hank.
Yeah, what do you think you're doing?
You're under arrest. Put them on.
Mister, I don't know what you think you're doing, but you're making a big mistake.
Okay, Sam. I got him on. Now what?
Oh, call a sheriff.
Oh, yeah.
Sheriff, use the phone.
I've never seen anything like this in my life. They could be identical twins. You know which one is Douglas?
Mm-hmm. I'm Douglas. What do you mean you're Douglas? Look, I'm Douglas, Sheriff. You've been out to my farm. You've seen me before. Yeah, you've seen me dozens of times. He's never seen you before.
I don't know which one is which.
My wife ought to know.
Yeah, my wife will know. What do you mean, your wife?
Get her.
Mrs. Douglas, will you come in here, please?
Lisa.
Oliver.
Lisa.
Oliver?
Which one is your husband?
That one.
Lisa.
No, that one. No. Have you got another one?
Lady.
Wait a minute. There is one simple way to find out. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Lisa, why don't you ask us a few personal questions that only the real Oliver Douglas could answer?
That's a good idea. Lady, ask him something.
All right. What did you do before you were a farmer?
I was a lawyer.
Right. What did you do?
I was a lawyer.
So far, they even.
Ask him where we were married.
Oh, are you two married?
I mean, where were you and I married?
You don't remember.
Of course I... It was Paris.
Where were we married?
In Paris.
They're still running neck and neck.
Lisa, you're giving him the answers. Keep out of this, Charlie. I'm not Charlie.
There is one sure way to tell. The schmooch test.
The what?
A wife can always tell her husband by the way he kisses.
I'm not gonna have you kissing.
Could you keep him quiet, please?
Well?
One more time.
Lisa. Lisa, will you... Lisa.
Take it easy. You'll get your turn.
Lisa, will you stop kissing, please?
I don't have to look any further. I take this one.
Wait a minute. You didn't kiss me.
Well, Oliver wouldn't like me going around kissing strangers. Charlie.
That's right, Charlie. Look, I've stopped.
All right, Foster, let's go.
No, wait, just a minute. I know something about her that he couldn't possibly know.
She does?
Yes.
Where?
Oh, no. I'll write it on a piece of paper, and you let him write it on a piece of paper, too,
Well, I...
You want proof, don't you?
All right. Deputy, give him both a piece of paper and pencil.
What's the question?
The question is, where does the lady have a mole?
Was one of the most embarrassing things that ever happened to me. I had to get undressed in front of the matron and let her see where my mole was.
Only I would know it was on your left hip. Lisa, I had a feeling that all along you knew which was which.
Yes, I did.
Well, then, why did you spend so much time kissing the other fella?
Why did you spend so much time in the motel with the other girl?
That wasn't me, that was him.
Just a second. Where do you think you're going?
To bed.
Oh, no, you're not. How can I be sure that you are the real Oliver Wendell Douglas? Would you write down on a piece of paper where you have your scar?
Gladly. Satisfied?
You can get into bed now.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Charlie. has been a Filmways presentation, darling.